GDP growth in Canada over the last 10 years, you're dead last, basically, with OECD countries. You're at 0.5%. United States was 20.7%. I think we can look at this. I mean, dead last. And it's not just the last 10 years. The OECD is it's not going to get any better. It's going to get much worse. Between 2020 and 2030, you're dead last, projected to be, out of the OECD's 38 members, tied with Italy at 46% below the OECD average. And then the next 30 years after that, dead last again. What went wrong? I mean, you know the inner workings of Canada. Is it, is it regulation? Is it permitting? Is it high taxes? Is it the Canadian people deserve to have a better standard of living? It shouldn't be going down over a 10-year period.
Joe, I just, before answering that question, which I want to do, I just want to pick up on something you said about China, because I want to be very clear about my own view. I am a China hawk. As I said, I've just come back from Ukraine, and China is strongly supporting Russia in that illegal, criminal, unjustified war. And, you know, I agree with your concerns about China. And what I would say to Americans is, if you want the free world to support you in taking on autocrats like China, like Russia, countries that actually do break trade rules, then treat your allies like partners. Don't treat them like vassals who have to be subdued. You know, no Canadian leader wants to be the Dulce Rodriguez of the North.